Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Dave is a regular listener, and he texted the hotline with some challenges with his houseplants.
Up next, Linda, who listens to Bloomers in the Garden on 800 WTMR, called the hotline and asked about a Coast of Maine product. But she also told us about a kids' gardening program she's developing.
It's a great story. Mike, also a regular listener from way back, that he's having problems with his peppers.
Harold is a faithful listener from Staten Island. He will be speaking at the Great Kills of Staten Island Garden Club. If you're from that area, you should go.
Wow, amazing. In this week's What's Bugging You segment, we're sorry to announce all pollinators are not cute honeybees. In fact, some are aggressive wasps and hornets. We've had several staff members stung over the last couple of weeks, and we'll tell you how to deal with an aggressive nest of hornets or yellow jackets.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Have you ever dealt with dead areas in your lawn that pull up like carpet? You most likely are the victim of the Japanese beetle larva eating your roots of your turf. Grubs sever the roots from the crown of the grass plant, causing the turf from being unable to take in water. It leaves you with a dead carpet of grass. Fertilome is a solution to stop those pesky grubs from destroying your lawn. High Yield Grub Free Zone is a season-long grub control that protects your grass from the damage caused by grubs, mole crickets, larvae of the European crane fly, green June beetles, bill bugs, and many more subsurface insects. So if you use VPG High Yield Grub Free Zone and protect your lawn, it's an easy-to-use product and does all the work. Simply spread it and water it in. It's that easy. Your lawn will be protected from grubs and dozens of other lawn-feeding insects. Use the product the professionals use, High Yield Grub Free Zone. So next time you're visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's High Yield Grub Free Zone and expect to have the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood. Smeltzer & Son Feed Supply, Route 9, Cape May, New Jersey. Mastardi Nursery, Chester Pike, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Herfel Cross Keys Road, Washington Township, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. You know, when the plants are in your house, you've got house plants, and it's summertime, people think it's easy, but then the AC goes on, and it's not the best indoor environment for your plants. Yeah. Dave is a regular listener who talks about his house plants. I think his wife gave him some plants for around Valentine's Day. It was the last
birthday.
Yeah. Look, he is like everyone else. He's struggling with his plants, but it's here's his text. I'll read it. Right. So he said, "Bloomers, the plants I got for my birthday are hurting. I did change my watering habits to more one time and less frequent. It was okay for a while. Now, the last 2 weeks, it seems to be browning and thinning out. Also, I got these smaller plants, hoping that we could keep these going. I got a bonsai, and I got cactus and some other plants. Any way to revive the bigger guys? Always appreciate you, Dave.
Oh, gosh.
So, bigger plants are parlor palms. They could be arecas. It's hard to tell in the picture because they are dried up.
They are dry.
And you spotted it, Julio. There's an air conditioning unit that's blowing on,
blowing that
right?
Cold air on there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking all the moisture out of the air.
Yep.
So it's a humidity issue. Mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Oh, yeah.
The other plants look okay. I mean, the bonsai that he was talking about, I think it looks like a ficus.
Yeah. Another problem he's got, I noticed on one of the plants, the water's still sitting on the bottom of the plate, you know, the bottom of the holder there.
He probably just watered it so he looked like he took care of him.
Oh, okay.
I water it every day. I really do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
You know, the plants, also, if he buys them, sometimes they're in a pot without drainage.
Yeah, that's right.
And that
could
be an
issue.
Bottom. But, and again, the palms that he's showing us, that they're really thinned out, that they probably were nice and full, and then all of a sudden they're thinning out. I don't see a lot of light in that room. I don't see any natural light.
Yep.
That's an issue. Problem. Palms like to have some light. They can, you know, go in a filtered sun,
right,
you know, room. But
He's got it in a corner. It looks like in a corner.
Right. Right. And he also has a vent right there.
Yeah, vent, another problem. Yeah.
You know, they're just shriveling up.
Yep.
My advice to Dave is throw them out and pretend you never had them.
That's right.
if you're looking for a bigger plant, try to maybe.
We always talk about easy, right?
Yeah,
that's
easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
get
like,
rid of
it's
it.
Okay. Like, what? Yeah. Their plant's
not puppies.
Right. But anyway, the other plants he's got look good.
Yeah.
He's just got
them. Now, he's got to watch his watering on them, right, Len?
Right.
He's got to watch. Again, you know, we always talk about the finger probe, right?
Right.
And you've got to use that.
Explain what that is.
Yeah, you're just going to use your index finger, Dave.
Right.
And you're going to go into the soil and dip your probe in, your finger probe, and see if it's dry or if it's moist. Now,
right.
If it's moist, you let it dry out.
Yeah, that first couple of inches of soil, you want to go dry before you water again.
Before you water again, yeah. You're doing it right by going, you know, you're watering deeply in less time.
Right, more at one time and less often,
right.
But let them dry out in between.
Out.
You know, just because it's Tuesday doesn't mean that it's time to water your plants.
No.
You need to water when you need to water, especially that air conditioning unit right near them. And they're just stressed out.
Oh, yeah. You know what I did? I took mine outside.
Outside?
On the porch, yeah.
That's good. Send them on summer vacation.
A little summer help.
Yeah, and you'll get some more natural light that way. You'll also get the humidity. Then that's what the plants really want.
Oh, yeah.
And you think about how air conditioning works. It takes the humidity out of the air, so it feels cooler.
Right. That's the thing.
That's I think, what's going on.
Yeah, give them a little break and put them outside a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen TikTok videos where it's telling people to put them outside and, like, shake them and then bring them back in.
Oh, really?
And, it's like ridiculous.
Shaking what?
There's a lot of misinformation on the internet, okay?
Yeah.
The wind bath. Maria, you out there listening? Maria,
yeah.
Which she was working with us for social media.
Plant parent.
Oh, my gosh. He was telling us some stuff. It's like, you bring all of your plants outside for a wind bath and bring them back inside?
Oh, boy.
Julio and I are telling you, bring them outside and leave them outside, okay? Try to avoid full sun.
Yeah.
But try to, you know, they just want humidity, that's all.
That's right. Yeah, they're tropical plants.
Bingo.
There you go.
All right, if you have questions, make sure you call the hotline at 609-685-1880, and that will get to your questions, just like Dave.
Let me say just one thing. Dave is persevering through all this. You got to hand it to him.
And I mean, so his plants look good, except for the palms.
Except for the palm, yeah.
That's Keep it up, Dave.
Yeah.
Keep
I mean,
it up.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
I'm doing good.
We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. 1-800-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Costa Vane's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hearty vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Costa Vane's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Costa Vane, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, PA. Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, PA. Sickles, Little Silver, New Jersey.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Linda called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked about Castine Blend Raised Bed Mix by Costa Vane. She also told us about a project she's trying to launch for kids. Listen to her call.
Hello. You're on radio, WTMR. You just had a product, and I was trying to get the full name. Something like Castine Organic something. If we're growing like organic vegetables, you said it would be good for that. So you're on WTMR right now. Something about casting organic something. I want to talk to somebody more extensively. I'm a graduate of the Master Gardener program of Penn State University. We are the Children of the Light Mission, 734 North 63rd Street in Philadelphia. And we were teaching children gardening. We do have a large plot, about a half a block long. And we're going to use it for a horticulture area to grow organic food. We want to have little classes for children and give some young people a job, too. But I'm just trying to get things started and find out what I can do to help get it started. It could be something very, very good for all concerned, particularly just children. So we would like a call back. We are a non-denominational teaching Christian mission in Philadelphia on 63rd Street. Our primary purpose, Christian agenda, is to teach children about gardening, for they are God's tomorrow, and they need to know how to work the good earth and know that food just doesn't come out of the supermarket. So we want to teach them some traits that can help tomorrow when we're all gone, and they need to know how to grow organic vegetables. I'm vegetarian. I want to teach vegetarianism and why it is good. For Linda Johnson, before I leave this earth, I want to make certain that children know the importance of organic gardening and organic food. We also have a program we're doing pertaining to childhood diabetes. All of this fits into that. And children are our focus for this world. And we're trying to get this garden that we have off the ground. We need some funding. We need some help. We want to help the children in the city of Philadelphia and the teenagers that are killing themselves. Children are killing and being killed. But we think we have something to offer them, even if it's two or three that we might be able to save, and they might be here for the world tomorrow to talk about the importance of children knowing gardening and people knowing gardening. So we want to spike that interest in gardening. But we need a lot of things that you may know where to find them to help the situation. And three, the name is Linda Johnson. We are the Children of the Light Mission, incorporated in the state of Pennsylvania and also in the state of New Jersey. And we need some help. We want to help the children. They are God's tomorrow. We want to get them down into the seeds and into the earth. And they need to know gardening. God bless you. Thank you for being on WTMR. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Oh,
what a woman.
Ooh,
I mean,
she's on a mission.
She's nailed it. I mean, getting into the soil so that kids know that that food doesn't come from a grocery store,
right,
that it's grown and where it comes from.
Right.
I mean, I contacted Cameron from Coast of Maine and sent her her call. If anybody out there wants to participate, wants to volunteer, wants to get in touch with Linda, please call the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and we'll get you connected. That's 609-685-1880. But,
how about that?
Okay, we'll get the, it's Castine Blend,
right,
Raised Bed Mix.
That's what it is.
It's for organic gardening.
Right.
We got that out of the way, but that's a small in comparison,
right,
to her mission and her vision.
Yeah.
And so, well, you talked to her, right?
I did, yeah. And the first thing that came in my mind, Len, was PHS, you know, Pennsylvania Horticultural Society.
Right.
That they couldn't, you know, they can get involved with them.
Yep.
And I get, you know, they have a land care program.
Okay.
Which, you know, you identify the plot and they'll come right out and, you know, help you go through the whole process.
That's
so
I gave her
the phone number.
Okay.
So she's going to contact them and, you know, I'm sure they're going to help her out. I mean, it's a half a block.
Yeah.
it's not like, you know, 10 by 14.
No, it's a big area. But like you said, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what
that's what they do.
Yeah.
And starting, and there's a connection there because it's the starting the community garden.
Right.
Like you said, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
And that,
I'm sure they'll love that whole story too. I mean,
the connection with starting with children,
right,
so that they're producing food that they not only they eat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of times it's like some kids, it's like, I mean, they just look at it and it's like,
right,
what the heck is that?
What is it?
Where's that's a tomato. I don't know where it comes from.
That's right.
You know,
they're probably eating
cucumbers,
right,
or, you know,
they're probably eating candy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, Linda's doing amazing work.
It is. We love that work, and I'm sure she'll get that off the ground. They're very passionate about this.
I can tell by her voice. She understood the connection between producing food,
mm-hmm,
children,
right,
guns on the street.
Oh, yes.
And violence on the street.
Right.
And she said, if we could save just one or two or three kids.
That's amazing.
I mean, Linda, yep. God bless you.
Yeah, it is. You know,
I mean, it is a big mission, a big idea. People listening out there, if you want to donate money, you want to support, you know, by going out there and helping if you have resources that can help our sponsors. If you guys are out there, listen, just we can connect you. We didn't air the telephone number because I wasn't sure if it was personal number. We didn't air her telephone number, but we do have it that we can connect you. And again, it's calling the hotline, Bloomers in the Garden hotline, 609-685-1880. Did she give you any other insights to what she wanted to do, Julio, beyond what she said on the phone call?
No, pretty much she said it all.
You know, she did. She did. Yeah. She did.
She went pretty heavily on the fact, again, you know, saying about, you know, teaching them not only, you know, where the food comes from and being healthy, you know, human beings.
Right.
But you know this community that they're building, you know, to let them know that, you know, they're not alone, and, they're there for them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's their mission.
And it is Children of the Light. It's a non-denominational Christian mission.
Yes.
But both in Philadelphia and New Jersey.
Yes, both
in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I find that inspirational.
It is.
I really do.
It is.
And. That, again, I can't encourage people enough. 609-685-1880. We'll get you connected.
Right.
The other thing she really hit on mm-hmm. is childhood obesity is an issue and therefore leads to diabetes. My brother was a juvenile diabetic now and, you know, almost 60. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is 60.
Right.
He's older than me. Anyway. But I think he has more hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, that whole thing of learning to grow vegetables, learning to eat, mm-hmm. Learning how to eat and learning about food mm-hmm. is maybe the thing that changes the childhood obesity thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Educational, you know, and
yeah.
And just when they start eating that way, they're not going to go back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're going to say, oh.
And they'll understand. And that even if they do, mm-hmm. you know, you teach them when they're young and they'll remember it when they're older,
right?
Yeah, that's in
planting
there.
The seed, right?
That's in there. Yeah. Yep. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden.
Have you ever dealt with dead areas in your lawn that pull up like carpet? You most likely are the victim of the Japanese beetle larva eating your roots of your turf. Grubs sever the roots from the crown of the grass plant, causing the turf from being unable to take in water. It leaves you with a dead carpet of grass. Fertilome is a solution to stop those pesky grubs from destroying your lawn. High Yield Grub Free Zone is the season-long grub control that protects your grass from the damage caused by grubs, mole crickets, larvae of the European crane fly, green June beetles, bill bugs, and many more subsurface insects. So if you use VPG High Yield Grub Free Zone and protect your lawn, it's an easy-to-use product and does all the work. Simply spread it and water it in. It's that easy. Your lawn will be protected from grubs and dozens of other lawn-feeding insects. Use the product the professionals use, High Yield Grub Free Zone. So next time you're visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's High Yield Grub Free Zone and expect to have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood. Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville Do It Best, Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brougham Squirrel Proof Feeder,
which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomer's Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomer's Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomer's Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, I think Mike was one of our earliest listeners.
He was.
You know,
he was
one of our first callers.
First callers, yeah.
Mike's having a problem in the garden.
Yes, he is.
He's having a problem. He's having a problem with peppers. The call's a little hard to, I thought he was saying paper at first. I'm like, paper what? I thought it was I was thinking too deep. He's having a problem with peppers. Here, listen to what he had to say.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I call from Philadelphia, and I got a question about peppers, paprika flames. So please call me, and maybe you can help me. Okay, thank you.
Peppers.
Yeah, peppers, yeah.
When we talked to Mike, he said that they were yellowing.
Yellowing, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Did they have fruit or not fruit? You didn't say. But leaves are falling off.
Yeah.
Anytime they're yellowing, it's generally over water. Mm-hmm. If the leaves are flagging, that means if they're like weeping down along the sides of the stem, that's underwater. But generally, peppers don't like to be overwatered. Mm-hmm. They actually, most vegetables like it dry. Yeah. They don't want to be wet. They don't want to be, watered every day. And some people kill them with kindness. let them dry out. Let them hit the heat, and they'll take off. And then, again, index finger probe, right?
Yes,
stick your finger in the ground let that soil dry out before you put any more water on it. And you do, put a lot at one time. And then let it go. Were these in the ground, or did he have them in a raised bed?
In the ground.
Yeah, so he had them right in the ground.
In the ground, yeah.
He could have drainage problems, too.
He could, yeah. He could, yeah.
That's why we always suggest using an organic matter to mix in the soil, because it helps aid in drainage issues. It helps in so many ways. So anytime you plant, make sure you're using something organic matter. I mean, the bumper crop is what we love so much. Mm-hmm. It's got everything but the kitchen sink in it. It may have the kitchen sink, actually. It does almost have everything. Yeah. So,
Another thing, too, you got to rotate sometimes your plants. You know, you can't have them in the same spot. So
that's
that could be a problem. It can cause disease problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you got to watch that.
I mean, how often do we talk about roses and having issues with disease because people leave the disease leaves there over winter, and the spores are in the soil.
In the soil.
Same thing can happen with vegetables, right?
Clean them up.
Yep, clean them up. In fact, Becky and I at Bloomers, we were talking about not planting in front of bloomers. It's blasphemy.
Wow.
And letting that go fallow for a year.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Let it sit?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't like to see it empty?
The name of our place is Bloomers,
right.
You're supposed to have them, but I don't know. We'll see.
That kind of hurts a little bit.
It does, but allowing a rotation of crops, I mean.
Yeah. You have to let it sit maybe.
Yep. So, but Mike seems to be having a problem where it's probably really, too wet.
Too wet, yeah.
And if you have yellowing plants and that the leaves start falling off, generally, especially with peppers, but tomatoes, peppers, I mean, yeah. All vegetables really shade like plant. It to be on the dry side.
Right.
So don't overwater.
Yeah.
You need to feed them.
Feed it, yeah.
You know, don't skimp on feeding. Yeah. But I hope that helps.
I hope so, yeah.
All right. We've got a break. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Ed, you know, we have one of the greatest guys,
yeah,
Harold Kozak. He just loves this show. When he heard about us, he was like crazy. Go, oh my gosh, there's a garden show on,
right?
And he is like telling all his friends and
love it.
And
Thank you, Harold. He's
even promoting us. Yeah. And we love Harold. He's an incredible guy.
Tell you what, those t-shirts go a long way.
Yes, they do.
And where is he from?
Staten Island. Yeah, okay. New York. And he's gonna have a talk on carnivorous plants.
And that's his specialty,
that's
right?
That's his specialty, yeah.
Interesting. Yep. All right, well, you know what? Here, listen to what Harold had to say.
Hey, Len and Julio, this is Harold Kozak from Staten Island again. Just giving you an update. A couple of things. Number one, I am still watching, still listening rather to your radio show. I think it's great. And on July 27th, joining with a lot of my neighbors here on Staten Island Gardening Club.
You get that on YouTube.
And I'm going to go to that gardening club wearing that Bloomers in the Garden t-shirt you sent me and tell them about your program. One of my neighbors told me they'd love to have me join that club and also give a talk on, well, my favorite topic, carnivorous plants. Anyway, I will mention your radio show to the gardening club when I go there. And tell them if they have any questions to listen and call in on your show. And I'll give you an update of what happens. Best of luck, guys. And it's great to listen to you. And as you guys say, see you in the garden.
Isn't that great?
I tell you what.
He gets it.
He does.
You know, I feel actually a little threatened because he has a really good on-air presence.
He does, He's a great speaker.
He is. Yeah. Now, he's going to be, okay, and let's plug it again. What's the date? It's the 27th of July?
Yes, it's July. It's a Tuesday, July 27th at 10 a.m., okay? And it's called the Great Kills Garden Club of Staten Island, and it's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall, all right? It's on 397 Clark Avenue, Richwood Town, Staten Island.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And they, just a little more insight onto that. They were formed in 1954, okay? And they're part of the Federated Garden Clubs of New York State.
Awesome.
Is that great?
That is awesome.
It is awesome. And there's around 60 members there.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Telling you, Harold, write a book.
Yes.
Write another book,
another
right?
Another book, yeah.
We're going to talk about Harold in just a second, but he's going to talk about carnivorous plants. So he's going to talk about probably Venus flytraps, and he called in and was telling us about that plant that would eat a small dog or something like that. Anyway, he's got a thing.
He does.
You know, so, he's an interesting guy. You told me he's a professor at a college.
Yeah, he's no longer a professor. He's retired.
He's retired.
In astronomy. Yep.
Astronomy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's different.
Yes.
That's really different.
Yeah. And he had talks for NASA worldwide. It's got, you know, he traveled all over the world.
Who knows? And here are us boobs talking on the radio like we don't know what we're doing.
We haven't written a book yet.
We've got them all already fooled. You know? If it wasn't for Brett making us sound so good, we'd never make it. But that's interesting. It's great to hear from our listeners and what they do like in their real life. Yeah, they're interested in gardening. But here's this guy that's a professor of astronomy talking for NASA, but he's going to be at the Staten Island. And what's the actual name? It's the Staten Island Garden Club, but it has a longer name, right?
Yeah, it's a Great Kills Garden Club of Staten Island.
There you go.
Okay. Tuesday, July 27th at 10 a.m., Knights of Columbus Hall. Okay. It's 397 Clark Avenue, Richwood Town, Staten Island. Okay. So everybody out there, come on and listen to Harold. He's going to have a great talk. He loves to talk, by the way. And he'll keep you going.
And again, carnivorous plants. So Venus flytraps, pitcher plants, I would imagine, sundews, all those plants that you know. But he's got an interest in some, you know, outlandish plants that are in the wild that may not be available at a garden center near you, but it gets you an idea of knowing that, you know, it's, I don't know, little shop of horrors. Little shop of horrors.
It is.
All right. We're going to be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. 1880, and we'll see you in the garden. Costa Vane's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hearty vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Coast of Maine's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Coast of Maine, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores:
Marlowe's, Seagirt, New Jersey; Espenshade's Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Monton, Pennsylvania; Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouse, Mechanicsburg, PA.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So what's bugging you? I'll tell you what. Okay, this segment, right, we're going to talk about the dark side of pollinators.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's like, oh, pollinators, the honeybees and everything else. Yeah, hey, I get it. Mm-hmm. They're nice. They're you know, gentle. They're pretty docile. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, Jenny, who is Bloomer's bookkeeper, works in the office. She was in the hospital for 3 days.
3 days. Wow.
3 days. Did you talk to her about this?
Where
she was bit. She was bit in the arm.
Oh, in the arm.
And where she kind of, like, it was a red spot.
Right.
Ignored it.
Sure.
Turned into cellulitis. She was in the hospital with getting antibiotic through an IV to fight that. I mean, just from now she has to carry an EpiPen, and that it was scary. She's never had to deal with that.
Yeah, first time, huh?
you know, she told me too. What? She said, "Oh, and her husband was leaving the grass grow a little longer, and evidently they have a clover issue." Uh-huh. But she was letting the clover grow so the pollinators
could
eat.
Come in.
Now, hey, fine for bumblebees and honeybees, but when there's a yellow jacket or there's hornets, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Now, we're just off air, we were talking about Becky. We've mentioned Becky
right,
on the show before. Becky is Bloomer's color supervisor, so she does all the annuals, the greenhouse, pond. If you want to know about ponds, call Becky.
That's right.
But tell her story.
Oh, my goodness. She came back from Cultivate 21.
Right, from Columbus with us.
Yeah, with us. And then she's planting some flowers out there, and all of a sudden, she sees this big white, it looks like a big ball, a football, on her tree.
It's a paper wasp nest.
Yeah, she goes.
She
got bit.
Right. So she got bit. I think she told me that she got bit twice.
She got bit twice. Right.
And again, it's a paper wasp nest, and they usually are in trees or they're up high.
Yeah.
But you have where they're just coming and going.
All day long. Yeah.
Which remember that they're coming on going all day long.
Right.
So She finds it. She gets bit.
She gets bit. She runs in the house.
Right.
And she tries to find some kind of spray.
Some spray, right.
But her husband gets involved.
I'll protect you, honey.
Pat comes out, right?
Did he try to set it on fire?
Yeah. He comes
folks,
out with that, and he comes out with a Swiffer, and she's saying, no, no, no.
She's just trying to hit, and he's trying to hit it.
Trying to hit it, yep.
Sorry, Pat. You're a smart guy, but leave this to the professionals.
That's
Becky
right.
will tell you what to do.
You're right.
I mean, the fire part. I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
that's a different one.
I mean, I guess beekeepers, they use that smoke to make them docile. Was that his thinking? I don't know. But... it was big. It was like huge. You said, the size of a basketball.
Yeah, it was big.
And that, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't
want to do that.
Especially, like you're saying, during the day.
Right. And so Becky's bit there. Then Carl, who works in the nursery mm-hmm. and was doing a landscape, and he was taking out blue rug junipers. Their blue rug junipers are juniper wilt. It grows along the ground, real flat.
Ground cover almost.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happened is that they couldn't see it, but there was a yellow jacket's nest in the ground in a hole, and he got bit on the eyelid.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
oh, what a place to get hit.
Well, and with a yellow jacket. Uh-huh. Now, he was fortunate where it didn't seem like, you know, it swelled up a little bit. But it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what happened is that it swelled up enough to push some of the poison out.
Right out.
So it didn't really have as bad an effect. But on your eyelid, imagine that?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ooh, my goodness. Oh,
and,
brother.
And I guess it was about 3 weeks before this.
Right.
Somebody pointed that the nursery in a...
That's right.
We had a little 2-gallon Hinoki cypress, and all of a sudden, yellow jackets are coming in and out the bottom holes of the pot. And for some reason, yellow jackets decided that this is a good spot.
Good place.
Good spot for a new nest.
Right.
This is where customers are walking by. It was not like in the back somewhere. And it wasn't like it was stuck in mud or on the ground. It was sitting on top of stone in our nursery display. And this one plant all of a sudden had all of these yellow jackets in it.
Yeah. In all the years I've been there, that's the first time I've seen that. It's like, what?
I tell you what. We had to spray it. But the issue was that the exit and entrance hole. You know how like you have a nursery container and it has the hole in the bottom, and then it has like three or usually four holes around the outer bottom edge. And it was using just one of those holes as the entrance and exit points. So what to do?
Yeah.
In all these instances, where Jenny, I think, just had a drive-by incident with a wasp. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she said she was in the pool. I think so.
Pool.
Jenny, if I have this wrong, sorry. Yeah. But I thought she was in the pool and that she got bit when she was in the pool. Where Becky obviously was right near the nest, Carl was near the nest, and that the thing that I was dealing with was like I had the nest potted in a plant.
Pot.
You know, I could take it around if I wanted. So again, we're talking about aggressive wasps and bees. Right. Like again, yellow jackets are nasty.
Right.
They just take no prisoners.
People
try to swat bees and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Honeybees are not aggressive. You're not going to have that issue. Bumblebees, for the most part, are the same way.
Right.
But it's the yellow jackets and the hornets. Like, you know what a mud dauber is, right?
No, I've never seen them.
Yeah, I'll show you in our office because we leave the door open to the office.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, they build a nest out of mud, and they go, and they'll fly, and they'll grab some mud, they'll bring it into the office, and they'll make this, like, 4-inch little nest that has the eggs in it.
Wow.
But they're brown, and
brownish.
They just look nasty.
Oh, boy. We have them too, huh?
Well, yeah. They're not there yet, but
they're coming.
And you have to be careful with these things because they do sting. And like if you get bit by a honeybee, it's not quite the same as if you get bit by a hornet or a wasp. Yeah.
A little different there.
So what to do? So what to do? Did Becky ever go back and spray her nest? Or
She did tell me she used
spray. She sprayed it. Okay. Yeah. So what we recommend, don't be stupid out there and just say, oh, I've got 7 in my, here, and it says that it's not good for bees. You want to use something that's specifically labeled for hornets and wasps, and you're not going to see anything that says bee killer anymore because it's not, it's frowned upon, which I get it. Yeah. I don't want to kill any bumblebees. I don't want to kill hummingbees. Yeah. I don't want to kill honeybees or bumblebees or anything like that.
Right.
Or even most pollinators, but there are some times where, like, that nest that was in an area where Becky was planting, that's got to go.
You can't have that.
That's got to go. Yeah. And when you use a wasp and hornet, like, for instance, Bonide is our go-to. Their wasp and hornet killer, first of all, the difference is it has a knockdown agent. So it makes the insect or the wasp or hornet pass out before it has a chance to chase you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so, it's like, because they're passed out. But what we were making a point of earlier, it was during the day. If you have to do this spraying at night, at dusk or later, because then they're all in the hive.
They're all home.
They're all, right. And you got to basically spray the nest, and that this will control them. Same thing with yellow jackets, any types of wasps. You want to try to do this at night because that's when they are not flying about in the middle of the night. They're inside there, and as soon as it gets dark,
They're all there.
Yep. It shoots about 20 feet too.
Oh,
so
really?
So like
that's pretty good.
Like Becky had it in the trees. Uh-huh. Make sure you're looking about where the wind's blowing, because you don't want it to blow back into your eyes or anything like that. If you wear goggles, it's probably a better idea. It will control carpenter bees. And it's funny, I found, like, I'm going through the label, and there's something where it says dielectric breakdown, and it says non-conductive up to 47,300 volts.
Wow.
Did you have any idea what that meant?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. But you're impressed.
Oh, yes, I am.
I like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And it's with, guys that are working electrical.
Sure.
They've got to spray these bees, and sometimes that spray will be a conductor of the electric.
My goodness.
So here is the information that they need in order to know that they can spray an electrical panel without fear of it being a conductor where they end up getting shocked,
Sure.
Or worse.
Yeah.
So, but it also will prevent re-nesting. That's now, ground bees are an issue. Like, again, that's going to be like a yellow jacket. But there's also carpenter bees. Mm-hmm. There's a powder that is like a little puff that you can spray in the knot holes where the carpenter bees are.
Right.
That will work.
That'll work.
That's suggested, actually. I know that our suppliers, Bonide, has said that that's the one to use. So for the carpenter bees. Yeah, and again, it's a powder that's in like a little spray bottle. Spray is the wrong word. Mm-hmm. It has a little tip on it so that it will give a puff of this powder, and that will control the carpenter bees.
Yeah, rather than the liquid form.
Yeah, also control spiders and a bunch of other things. Right. So if you're out there, be careful.
Make sure
you're using an actual listed product, because it has the knockdown agent, and that way you're not, being chased all over.
Yeah,
I have this vision of people getting chased, like mostly on cartoons. I watch a lot of cartoons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that. So make sure you use
sure
the right
use
product.
That. Yeah. I like that. I like that it reaches up to 20 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm out of here.
That's my kind of product.
You do have to be careful about ornamentals where it can burn, because it is an oil base, but again, you need to get the bees, so you need to hit the nest.
Hit them, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Well, Julio, another broadcast, yeah. Successful broadcast, yes. Of Bloomers in the Garden. Yes. If anybody wants to get in touch with Linda again about her project with Children's Gardens, please make sure you contact the hotline, 609-685-1880.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
And those who are out there in Staten Island, make sure you visit Harold Kozak's preaching on
Carnivorous plants.
Yes.
And again, if you ever go out to your garden center or greenhouse or nursery, tell them that you listen to Bloomers in the Garden.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week right here in the garden.
See you in the garden.